or before the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So it's been quite a long weekend for many people. The background noises may gather a bit of pace as town swings into some sort of gear. It's not one of the busiest towns in this part of the world, but quite pleasant in itself as I look out over the harbor. So that's the tank. Anyway, where were we? Yes, the last tape took me anyway, to, or perhaps more appropriately, considering that we have just recently entered the start of a new year in the Chinese lunar calendar system, Kongshan, the airport of Jakarta, and an onward flight via Bandar Seri Begawan, we have to say that again, Bandar Seri Begawan, the capital of Brunei, the Banjai. Or perhaps more simply, it's meaning, well, wishing you a happy and prosperous new year. It was under this global call, onward to the town of Kuching, on the western part of Sarawak. Both Sarawak and Sabah represent Malaysian Fatshai, that Guinness, drinking Guinness, which retains a strong presence in this part of the world, took out Asia's two eastern provinces situated on the island of Borneo, both of which were handed over by the English when they eventually decided to pull out of this part of the world. A full-page advert in one of the papers just prior to the start of the new year, containing a large picture of a bulldog and certain aspects of the bulldog's character. The airport of Jakarta, the flight itself with Brunei Airlines, we had to fly something different this time, namely Royal Flying Sprint. We then proceeded to draw a comparison between the loyalty and strength of the bulldog and was clinical by any account in its performance and operation. But at least the in-flight entertainment program was varied for the 2 hours or so. In fraternity, who make Guinness such a popular brand. I assume somebody have paid quite a bit of money to think of this nice little neat advertising slogan. GSB, or more affectionately, Bandar Seri Begawan, if you can get your name tongue around that name twister, struck me as a quaint, even cute-like type of airport, totally over the limit of this year of the dog. This tape is presently being the core design for its current operational requirements. One of the many signs I'm told of the bountiful supply of wealth currently prevailing in this country, on the island of Labuan, or more appropriately, Palo Labuan, which is situated off the northern coast of Sabah in close proximity to the country. A subsequent discussion with some people working there just raises the possibility as to what is to happen when all this oil money disappears. It will one day clear Brunei, both of which form part of the island of Borneo, in this wonderfully warm part of the world. And even at this early, there seems very little to replace it and to support the prevailing population of 300,000, thus a large, brought-in community to do all the dirty work. The advertisements are, good morning, Wendy and I think the town is getting back into swing after the festive spirits that have been taking place, or the Borneo meal, would seem to indicate that Filipinos, by and large, do all the nitty-gritty, messy-type work, leaving the locals to get by what has taken place over the last couple of days. Conveniently falling on the Thursday and Friday, Chinese recognize the day before and the day after, in a very short working week, very pleasant working week. The shorter onward flight from BSB to Sarawak is the capital of Kuching. Kuching, sold off during the lunar calendar. And that, of course, started before the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So it's been quite a long weekend for many people. The background noises may gather a bit of haste. The origin of the name is quite interesting in itself. It means cat in Malay. Not that the town is in fact named after a cat, but is derived from a no longer has town swinging into some sort of year. It is not one of the busiest towns in the part of this part of the world, but quite pleasant in itself as I look at flowing stream, which in itself derives its name from that given to a small group of trees, otherwise known as a clump. All dating back to the time of English involvement in over the harbour. That's about it. Anyway, where were we? Yes, the last tape took part of the world. Sarawak, the name itself meaning antimony, reflecting the importance of the metal to the original English explorers, adventurers, colonizers, for me anyway, to the airport of Jakarta, and an onward flight via Bandar Sarawak, let me say that again, depending on whichever word you prefer. While they may have been in search of wealth and adventure, further quest of perhaps less adventure, but equally Bandar, Seri, Begawan, the capital of Brunei, onwards to the town of Kuching, on the western part of Sarawak. Terms of financial gain came, or was it encouraged, the large Chinese population. Sarawak and Sabah represent Malaysia's two eastern provinces situated on the island of Borneo, both of which were handed over by the English. Departing from the arrival squad saw the start, or at least it was the start for me, of some near 50 to 70 hours when they eventually decided to pull out of this part of the world. The airport of Jakarta, the flight itself, near continuous rain. Kuching, I said that's Kuching, despite the water supply, is quite a pretty town, compact in many ways, to its regular in Brunei Airlines, we had to fly something different this time, was clinical, by any account, in its performance and operation. But at least, the in-flight entertainment program was varied for the inhabitants of some 320,000. Sitting on a fast, flowing, muddy river. It features the best riverside promenade that I've come 2 hours or so. BSB, or more affectionately, Bandar Seri Begawan, if you can get your name tongue around that name twister, struck me as a quaint across. All this is very useful information. And some of the best architecture of bygone days deserve even cute-like type of airport, totally over-designed for its current operational requirements. One of the many signs I'm told of the bountiful reflecting the styles and grace of those former days of glory. The aspects of historical buildings and social facilities combine well with a large number of small businesses, nearly all supplying wealth currently prevailing in this country. A subsequent discussion with some people working there just raises the possibility as to what is to happen when all living under Chinese ownership. A special museum, which is small in layout and exhibits, but still better in terms of standards than for the middle's oil money disappears. It will one day, and there seems very little to replace it and to support the prevailing population of 300,000, thus a large brought in many more of the grandeur of the music to date. The pause with a touch of fondness and affection, the involvement of the Chinese in the establishment and development of this one-time colony to do all the dirty work. The advertisements in the Borneo Mail would seem to indicate that Filipinos, by and large, do all the nitty-gritty of interesting note. I'm just wiping the sweat from my brow, sorry. Of interesting note here was how the people from Desi type work, leaving the locals to get by in a very short working week, a very pleasant working week. The shorter onward flight from BSB Sarawak Second District of Southeast China became involved in particular aspects of local community development and local business development. People from certain islands such as Hainan, capital of Kuching. Kuching, the origin of the name, is quite interesting in itself. It means cat in Malay. Not that the town's in fact named after became involved in the food industry, whereas others from other parts of Guangdong became involved in the fishing industry or the general trading industry or whatever. Cat was derived from a no longer flowing stream, which in itself derived its name from that given to a small group of trees, otherwise known as a clump. A visit to this little small museum situated on that wonderful little promenade offered a real foretaste of the high exhibit and display standards set by the State Museum of Sarawak, all dating back to the time of English involvement in this part of the world. Sarawak, the name itself meaning antimony, reflecting the importance of the metal to the original English. It blends together splendidly the complexity and diversity of the population, there being at least five population groupings: explorers, adventurers, colonizers, depending on whichever word you prefer. While they may have been in search of wealth and adventure, making up the population of Sarawak, with none having more than 30% of the total population, rather than building upon a single cultural concept as featured so prominently per the quest of less adventure, but equally in terms of financial gain, came, or was it encouraged, the large Chinese population. Indonesia. It stands in fair tribute to the state of Malaysia as a set of standards, which it did not find either on the east coast of Malaysia, Penang, or certainly not in Indonesia. Departure. Sometimes I wonder whether the importance given to an understanding of the past does help to reflect the character of the current thinking. Coming from the arrivals hall, saw the start, or at least it was the start for me, of some near 50 to 70 hours of near continuous rain. Kuching population. The following day after my arrival, I got off to a quick start with a few admin details, the various walks about town and that. I said that Kuching, despite the water supply, is quite a pretty town, compact in many ways, to its regular inhabitants of some 320,000. Seeing and avoiding the near frequent and continuous downpours, a warning to future travelers in this part of the world, check their rainy season. Although local people say that on a fast, flowing, muddy river, it features the best riverside promenade that I've come across. All this is very useful information. The weather pattern is changing over the years, a current so prevalent in different parts of the world. Eventually, having sorted out my and some of the best architecture of bygone days deserved, reflecting the styles and grace of those former days of glory. Minor little battles with the National Parks Board, extremely friendly and helpful to me, the adventurous tourist. We were off again the following day. The aspects of historical buildings and social facilities combined well with a large number of small businesses, nearly all trading under Chinese ownership. In the early hours of the morning, taking a bus trip up toward northward to the village of Bakul. After about an hour, it arrived, this little village still sleeping, to a museum, which is small in layout and exhibits, but still better in terms of standards than for the many more of the grander museums in the day. Because small little fishing village, in fact. Having been deposited at the harbour, then waited for a little motorboat. Yes, the fact that you paid the cause with a touch of fondness and affection, the involvement of the Chinese in the establishment and development of this one-time colony. Of interesting note, paid by the boat rather than by the number of passengers, rather than a fixed rate per passenger, encourages frequent journeys. stopped pretending that I was waiting for some other people. I'm just wiping the sweat from my brow, sorry. Of interesting note here was how the people from different districts of southeastern China became involved. In particular, I eventually ended up paying the clothes bearer and chartering a boat to go across further north to a less accessible part of the aspects of local community development and local business development. People from certain islands, such as Hainan, became involved in the food industry, whereas others from other parts of Guangdong of the country, namely Baku National Park. The oldest national park, perhaps one of the smaller ones in Sarawak, will continue, became involved in the fishing industry or the general trading industry or whatever. A visit to this little small museum situated on that wonderful little park in Hawaii to the diversity of plant life and animal life. Yes, we headed up the coast for about half an hour to 45 minutes in this little local boat as the rain came down on us. Offered a real foretaste of the high exhibit and display standards set by the State Museum of Sarawak. It blends together, and the sea spray blew over me. I have now sailed in the South China Sea, technically, I think, even if it was only some 200 to 250 meters. Splendidly, the complexity and diversity of the population, there being at least five population groupings, making up the population of Sarawak, with none having more than 30% off the coast. The well-designed chalet rooms are built in close proximity to the sea around a platform, which is some 18 inches to 3 feet off the ground, to show the population, rather than building upon a single cultural concept as featured so prominently in Indonesia. It stands in fear that the depth of water on the ground provides the answer why. It's a real miniature Venice. In appearance, and a couple of walks or so, or was it swims, were the order of my tribute to the state of Malaysia to set a standard, which I did not find either on the east coast of Malaysia or Penang, or certainly not in Indonesia. Sometimes I wonder if they here for some today, tonight. The paths are good and probably extremely good if dry, but when it rains, they become transformed into streams with the water up to a foot deep. Whether the importance given to an understanding of the past does help to reflect the character of the current thinking population. The following day, as the squirrel around the knee caps, the boots sink into the mud, and you wonder, am I doing this for fun, or just because of punishment for myself? My arrival got off to a quick start with a few admin details, the various walks about town and that. Seeing and avoiding the near frequent and continuous downpours, a warning. But then the rain stopped, and you listen to the surrounding jungle as the birds, plants swing back into action. Future travelers in this part of the world check their rainy season. Although local people say that the weather pattern is changing over the years, a current, the noise of distant monkeys. Birds chirping in the trees. On the ground, insects, butterflies take to the air, so prevalent in different parts of the world. Eventually, having sorted out my minor little battles with the butterflies, I also have a pretty boring kind of species, but that's perhaps a better display of my ignorance than an understanding of the wide diversity of national parks, were extremely friendly and helpful to me, the adventurous tourist. We were off again the following day, in the early hours of the morning, taking a bus trip up toward the butterflies, as you can see, particularly in terms of the colour. Many of them are about the size of the back of one's hand, and as for colours, they seem to test northward to the village of Baku. After about an hour, it arrived at this little village. Still sleeping, small little fishing village in fact. Having been the limit of any paint blender I've ever come across. I vow to return to this part of the world when it does not rain. The vegetation is dense and varied. Positives at the harbour, then waited for him to remove the boat. Yes. The fact that you pay by the boat rather than by the number of passengers, rather than a fixed. And at sunset, the magic silence interspersed with peculiar sounds, which during my break for a passenger encourages frequent journeys. Not pretending that I was waiting for some other people, I eventually ended up paying the boat fare and chartering a boat to go across the bay I failed to identify. One of them was in fact quite frightening, and it had taken place at about 3 a.m, with definitely lifted you about 4 to 5 feet off your mattress. Furthermore, to a less accessible part of the country, namely Baco National. Ignorance of what surrounds one is terrible, really, when one thinks about it, or when I think about it anyway. Eventually returning, the oldest national park, perhaps one of the smaller ones in Sarawak, but containing a wide diversity of plant life and animal life. On the Friday, it's only ready to take a trip to the Orangutan Rehabilitation Center. Orangutan means person of the forest. It's a small center set in a picturesque forest. Yes, we headed up the coast for about 30 to 45 minutes, and as the little local boat, as the rain came down and the sea spray blew over me. I park, which takes in various birds, animals, come by in different ways, and attempts to rehabilitate them into the wild, or as if it's the plane away from the wild. Now sails in the South China Sea, technically, I think, even if it was only some 200 to 250 meters off the coast. The well-designed chalet. Well, at the end of the day, I found that the other exhibits, other than the orangutans, to be of far more interest. There were two OUs, one large, one small. The large rooms are built in close proximity to the sea, around a platform, which is some 18 inches to 3 feet off the ground. The depth of water on the ground provides the answer why. It's run with a picture of Statler walking around as if a human in a hairy costume. And indeed, its height was some 5 foot to 6 foot, and its weight probably in the region of 180 to 220 real miniature Venice. In appearance, and a couple of walks or so, or was it swims, were the order of my stay here for some 2 days, tonight. The paths are good and 20 kilograms. He was big, and looked quite lost in its cage. Feeding time was a bit more interesting, with a further orangutan appearing in the high, probably extremely good at drying, but when it rains, they become transformed into streams with the water up to a foot deep. As the swirls around the green caps, the boots, distant trees, swinging about, much to the annoyance of the camera fraternity who were wishing for a better photograph of it, it refused to come down out of it, sinking to the mud, and you wonder, am I doing this for fun? Or just because of punishment for myself. But then the rain stopped, and you listen to the surrounding church, some 70 feet up in the branches. Probably too many pesky tourists to annoy it while it tried to enjoy its meal, or perhaps, not perhaps, a sign that it was being rehabilitated back in the road. As the birds, plants swing back into action, the noise of distant monkeys. Birds chirping in the wild, but was no longer dependent on man-provided food. Please. On the ground, insects, butterflies, take to the air. Now, butterflies are also a pretty boring kind of... The other exhibits included a pair of rhinoceros hornbills. Yes, hornbills being a species of bird, rhinoceros species. But that's perhaps a better display of my ignorance than an understanding of the wide diversity of butterflies, as you can see, particularly in terms of the colour. Those being the name given to this particular type, whose size, and particularly their bill size, justifies this name. In flight from perch to perch in their large cage, their bills held high, and many of them are about the size of the back of one's hand. And, as for colours, it seems to test the limits of any any paint blender I've ever come across. The tails drooping down behind them, they appear to be some 4 to 4.5 feet tall. Fortunately for the cage, prevented them from attacking me. Perhaps they would not have. I vow to return to this part of the world when it does not rain. The vegetation is dense and varied. And at sunset, in magic silence. The three gibbons were hilarious on their activities, using the four limbs like suction fans around their cage as they swung from height to low, interspersed with peculiar sounds, which during my stay there I failed to identify. One of them was in fact quite as if part of a circus act. Their speed and agility were indeed impressive. And perhaps with this aspect of a bright pain that had taken place at about 3 in the morning would definitely have lifted you about 4 to 5 feet off your mattress. Ignorance of what surrounds one literally reminds me of a stolen packet of groundnuts, otherwise known as monkey nuts, taken from right in front of my eyes by one of these monkeys. Terrible, really, when one thinks about it, or when I think about it anyway. Eventually returning on the Friday, it's only ready to take a trip to the orangutan a few days earlier in Battle Park. Eventually, we come to start what was definitely to be one of the high points in Sarawak. Rehabilitation Center, orangutan meaning person of the forest. It's a small center set in a picturesque forest park, which takes in various birds, animals. On the Sunday, it was time to get moving. This country certainly does not shrink in the rain, grows rapidly. Heading off to the local harbour to buy in different ways, and attempts to rehabilitate them into the wild, or is it to train away from the wild? Well, at the end of the day, I found that the other exhibits, other than the orangutans, to be signs that all the boats were cancelled, the boats which were in fact to start taking me upriver, up the mighty region. But there is a limit to what even I can take in the town of Kuching, so I had far more interest. There were two OUs, one large, one small. The large one was a picture of Statler walking around as if a human in a hairy. I grabbed a taxi to the nearest and closest regional bus station. The first bit of haste or rushing for a long time in this trip. Finding a bus out of costume, and indeed its height was some 5 foot to 6 foot, and its weight probably in the region of 180 to 220 kilograms. He was big, and looked as if it was not so much a problem. The fact that it took until well after sunset, well, not well after sunset, until about 7 o'clock, to get through to the town of Cebu, quite lost in its cage. Feeding time was a bit more interesting, with a further orangutan appearing in the high, distant trees, swinging about, much being annoyed. That was after several stops, one changeover, some of the best chicken satay to be found at the little roadside cafe along the road. These little gems that sometimes we experience in the extra gems of the camera fraternity who are wishing for a better photograph of it. It refused to come down out of its perch, some 70 feet up in the branches, probably too many pesky chicks so easily. Cebu, first stop of the region, is the biggest town and even has a large market, night market. I can barely read my right to annoy it, but decide to enjoy its meal, or perhaps, not perhaps, a sign that it was being rehabilitated back into the wild, and was no longer dependent on man-provided food, getting them, and containing also, in fact, a McDonald's, sugar bun, another aspect of decadent food. I stuck to the night market with its tasty seafoods, still wondering what on earth I'm eating half the time, but at least it is very enjoyable. Just testing the plate. So exhibits included a pair of rhinoceros hornbills. Yes, hornbills being a species of bird, rhinoceros being the name given to this particular type, whose size, and particularly that we were able to speak into this tape for many hours on end of the earth, anyway. The following morning, and this relentless pace continues, bags packed and off looking for a boat. No size justifies this name. In flight, from perch to perch in their large cage, their bills held high and their tails drooping down behind them, they appear to be some four, at least of peculiar shapes, funny shapes as I would say before, they wreck the aircraft fuselage down to the cockpit, sitting on a boat-shaped object, 4.5 feet tall. Fortunately for the cage, prevented them from attacking me, perhaps they would not have. The three gibbons were hilarious on their act, containing between 60 and 120 passengers depending on their size, capable of speeds up to 50-60 kilometers per hour. They're quite an unusual activities, using the four limbs like suction pans around their cage as they swung from height to low, as if part of a circus act. Aspects of travel in this part of the world, as road transport from now upwards, this river is non-existent. The other form of transport is air transport, which is increased. Their speed and agility will indeed be impressive. And perhaps with this aspect of agility that reminds me of a stolen packet of groundnuts, current and busy report. Flying a small 12-seat of planes into the jungle does sort of intimidate me a little bit, so I settled for the boat. One tail I saw was monkey nut, taken from right in front of my eyes by one of these monkeys a few days earlier back to the park. So it was reported, in fact, despite the speed of these boats, that there had been two accidents in the previous week caused by these dangerous pieces of lumber loading down the river. Eventually, we come to start what was definitely to be one of the high points in Sarawak. On the Sunday, it was time to get moving. A reminder of the forestry operations in place upstream. Anyway, these little bits of lumber, probably weighing a couple tons, some of them, this country certainly does not shrink in the rain, grows rapidly. Heading off to the local harbour, find that all the boats were cancelled. The boats were in fact float down the river like mine, the muddy river, and represent a serious obstacle to boat travel, as I was to find out, but not until to start taking me upriver up the mighty region. So there is a limit what even I can take to the town of Kuching, so I grabbed a taxi to the nearest and closest regional bus station to the coast. Onboard entertainment, well, movies which were violent and of little interest value, lots of action, the first bit of haste or rushing for a long time in this trip. Finding a bus out of Kuching was not so much a problem. The fact that it took until well after some of it is comic like stories judged by appearance, and all produced I think in Hong Kong. They make the Bruce Lee movies seem more like art movies. Well, not well after sunset, until about 7 o'clock, to get through to the town of Cebu. That was after several stops, one change over, some of the best okay, if I spoke the lingo, it would probably help some to actually get a better appreciation of the communities, but I challenge anybody, with even the remotest knowledge of this local language, to see something to be found at the little roadside cafe along the road. These little gems that sometimes we experience and yet forget so easily. Cebu, first stop for the week, to persuade me that these movies are in fact good quality entertainment. Arriving at lunchtime in the town of Cebu, I decided to wait a short while before battling with Jang, who is the biggest town, and even has a large market, night market, I can barely read my writing now, and containing bureaucracy, a necessary process to endure if I am to proceed further upstream. It seems that researchers and journalists are not very popular in this part of the world, must have something containing also in fact the McDonald's, sugar bun, another aspect of decorative food. I stuck to the night market with its tasty seafoods, still wondering what to do with what they report. Anyway, the administration process was quick. Department A, room 1, fill in 4, take to police. Different office block. You heard our meeting half the time, but at least It is very enjoyable. Just testing the tape. Seem to be able to speak into this tape for many hours on end without anyway. Take passport details. Ask a few simple questions. What else I did they do know I don't know. Then they return to Department A room 2, where somebody types up a form. The following morning dawns, and this relentless pace continues, bags packed and off looking for a boat. Now these are peculiar shaped, funny shaped, as I would say before. They copy, take them to room 1, get signed, that is a big sign. Then copies it, photocopies it, that is 4 times. Now we have 7 copies, plus 2 copies of the application. They drag the aircraft fuselage down to the cockpit, sitting on a boat-shaped object, containing between 60 and 120 passengers depending on the nation. I get one copy. The rest disappears into a vast bureaucratic jungle. I wonder, do all these forms eventually tire? I doubt it, depending on their size. Capable of speeds up to 50-60 kilometers per hour. They're quite an unusual aspect of travel in this part of the world, as road transport will certainly provide much entertainment. Not so much entertainment, but at least job anyway for the boys. Okay, from now upwards, this river is non-existent.